Have you ever wondered what it's like to carry the weight of a nation's future on your shoulders? Imagine being called to a mission that everyone hates, but you can't refuse. This is the story of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, a man who faced unimaginable torture for speaking a truth no one wanted to hear. Surprisingly, his message of destruction was actually an act of profound love. In a world where comfortable lies are preferred over painful truths, Jeremiah dared to be different. His journey of persecution in the kingdom of Judah and exile in Babylon not only changed the course of history, but also reveals powerful secrets about faith, courage, and perseverance that can transform your life today. Get ready to discover how one man's tears can become seeds of hope for generations. Picture this: a shy young man, unsure of his own abilities, called to a monumental task. This is Jeremiah, the reluctant prophet God chose to warn the kingdom of Judah. His mission? To alert them about the impending destruction due to the people's unfaithfulness. Sounds like a daunting task, doesn't it? And boy, was it ever. But you know what they say, sometimes the greatest missions come in unlikely packages. Jeremiah was just a kid when he heard the divine call. He trembled, hesitated, and even tried to argue. "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But God, in his infinite wisdom, saw something in Jeremiah that the prophet himself couldn't see. It's like that friend who always believes in you, even when you doubt yourself. God promised to be with him, giving him the right words at the right time. The young prophet accepted his mission with great reluctance, but with unwavering obedience. Imagine the scene: a scrawny young man standing before kings and priests, proclaiming messages nobody wanted to hear. It's like being the only one telling the truth in a room full of people who prefer illusion. Not an easy task, but Jeremiah knew he had a duty to fulfill. Persecution wasn't long in coming. Jeremiah faced threats, imprisonment, and even torture for his prophecies. But with each trial, his determination only grew stronger. It's as if the fire of the divine mission burned brighter with each attempt to extinguish it. Have you ever felt something like that? That conviction that grows stronger just when the challenges increase? The prophet wept for his people, foreseeing the exile that would come as a consequence of idolatry and injustice. His words were harsh, but his heart was broken. Jeremiah wasn't just a messenger of destruction, but also of hope. He spoke of a future of restoration, a time when God would bring his people back and renew the covenant. Amidst the political and religious chaos, Jeremiah stood firm. He saw kings succeed one another, saw alliances made and broken, but his message never changed. It's like being the moral compass in a sea of confusion. Have you ever felt like that? As if you were the only voice of reason in a complicated situation? Jeremiah's story teaches us about courage, perseverance, and unwavering faith. He faced fear, loneliness, and suffering, but never gave up on his mission. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes we're called to difficult tasks, but we're never alone in them. How about reflecting? What mission impossible are you facing today? And what if, like Jeremiah, you had the certainty that you're not alone in it? While Jeremiah was fulfilling his mission, the kingdom of Judah was in turmoil. Imagine a country on the brink of collapse, with corrupt leaders and a confused people. It was in this chaotic scenario that our prophet had to make himself heard. The task was already difficult, but the context made it almost impossible. The kings of Judah, one after another, failed to lead the people in God's ways. It was as if the throne was cursed by unfaithfulness. Jeremiah saw kings rise to power full of promises, only to succumb to idolatry and injustice. How many times do we see this repeated in history, right? Leaders who start with good intentions but lose their way. Religion, which should have been a beacon of hope, had turned into a game of appearances. The priests, instead of guiding people to God, were more concerned with empty rituals and personal gain. Jeremiah watched, with a heavy heart, the spiritual decay of his nation. It's like watching something you love being slowly destroyed, without being able to do anything about it. Politically, Judah was in a precarious position. Squeezed between great powers like Egypt and Babylon, the small kingdom tried to survive through unstable alliances. Jeremiah warned against these alliances, insisting that true security came from faithfulness to God. But who wants to hear tough advice in times of crisis? The people, in turn, were lost, divided between different factions, seduced by false prophets who promised peace and prosperity. They strayed further and further from the path of righteousness. Jeremiah saw his beloved Jerusalem turning into a cauldron of conflicts and contradictions. How would you feel seeing your city, your home, crumbling like that? In the midst of this chaos, Jeremiah's message was clear. Repentance and return to God were the only hope. But it was a hard pill to swallow. Nobody wanted to hear that they were on the wrong path, much less that destruction was coming. It's like being the only doctor with the correct diagnosis, but no patient wants to believe it. Still, Jeremiah persevered. His message wasn't just one of judgment, but also of hope. He spoke of a future where God would restore his people, where faithfulness would be renewed. It was a glimpse of light at the end of a very dark tunnel. And isn't that what we all need in difficult times? A reason to hope. Behind the figure of the prophet was a man struggling with the weight of his divine mission. Jeremiah, God's spokesperson, faced an internal battle as intense as the external challenges. Can you imagine carrying the knowledge of a nation's future on your shoulders? How would that affect your mind, your heart? Rejection was Jeremiah's constant companion. His own countrymen, those he most wanted to save, despised him. It was like shouting in a room full of people, but no one could hear. This profound loneliness ate away at him from the inside. How many of us have felt like this? Misunderstood? Rejected by those we love? Jeremiah's suffering went beyond the emotional. He faced physical persecution, torture, imprisonment. There were moments when he wished he had never been born, so great was his anguish. "Why did I come out from the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame?" he lamented. These words echo the pain of anyone who has ever felt overwhelmed by life. Despite his initial reluctance, Jeremiah couldn't escape his calling. It was like a fire burning in his bones, impossible to contain. He tried to stay silent, but God's word compelled him to speak. Have you ever felt something like this? A conviction so strong that, even wanting to ignore it, it insists on manifesting itself? Jeremiah's struggle was also a struggle of faith. He questioned God, wrestled with doubts. "Why does the way of the wicked prosper?" he asked. He was a man struggling to understand God's ways in a world that seemed to be upside down. Who among us has never felt like this, seeking answers amid chaos? But in the midst of all this internal turmoil, Jeremiah found strength. "But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior," he declared. It was this certainty of the divine presence that sustained him. In the darkest moments, when all seemed lost, Jeremiah clung to this promise. Isn't it comforting to know that, even in the greatest trials, we are a Jeremiah's journey teaches us about resilience and faith in the face of adversity. He wasn't a superhero immune to pain, but a real man with real fears and doubts. And perhaps that's why his story resonates so deeply with us. In Jeremiah, we see our own struggles, our own doubts reflected. But we also see the possibility of persevering, of finding strength beyond ourselves. What can we learn from Jeremiah's inner journey for our own lives? Imagine being chosen for a mission you didn't ask for, a task that seems beyond your capabilities. This was Jeremiah's burden. The weight of prophecy wasn't just about predicting the future, but about carrying the responsibility of transmitting God's message, no matter how difficult it might be. Jeremiah constantly doubted his abilities. "Ah, Lord God," he cried out, "I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." This insecurity was like a constant echo in his mind. Who among us has never felt inadequate in the face of a great challenge? It's like being called to lead when all you want to do is hide. The prophet found himself confronting kings and nations, a daunting task for someone who considered himself just a young man from a small town. It was as if a student was called to advise presidents. Jeremiah trembled at this responsibility, but God reassured him. "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." Jeremiah's mission was arduous: to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. These words weighed heavily on his heart. He wasn't just a messenger of destruction, but also of hope and reconstruction. How would you feel knowing that your words could change the fate of an entire nation? The burden of prophecy transformed Jeremiah. From a shy young man, he became a powerful and undeniable voice. But this transformation came at a price. Jeremiah often felt alone, misunderstood, a stranger in his own land. Have you ever felt like this? As if the knowledge you possess isolates you from others? Despite his doubts, Jeremiah couldn't escape his calling. God's word was like a burning fire in his bones. Even when he tried to keep silent, the message bubbled up inside him, demanding to be proclaimed. It's like having a truth so powerful inside you that, even if you want to, you can't contain it. Jeremiah's burden of prophecy teaches us about courage and perseverance. It shows us that even the most unlikely among us can be called to great purposes, that sometimes our greatest weaknesses can become our greatest strengths. What lessons can we draw from Jeremiah's journey for our own life? How can we find courage to face our own prophetic burdens? Inside, Jeremiah's heart burned an inextinguishable fire. It was an intense conflict, a battle between the desire to flee from his mission and the irresistible compulsion to fulfill the divine calling. Imagine feeling something so strong inside you that, no matter how hard you try, you can't ignore it. That's how Jeremiah felt every single day. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. These words of Jeremiah reveal the depth of his internal torment. Have you ever felt something similar? A truth so powerful that it needs to be spoken, even when your whole being wants to keep quiet? Jeremiah's inner fire consumed him. On one hand, he wanted to abandon his mission, to flee from the difficulties. Who wouldn't understand this desire? Sometimes the easiest path seems to be to give up. But on the other hand, God's word was like an irresistible force within him, compelling him to speak, to prophesy, to warn his people. This internal conflict was a constant source of anguish for Jeremiah. He even cursed the day he was born, so great was his suffering. "Cursed be the day on which I was born," he cried out in a moment of despair. Have you ever felt so overwhelmed by a responsibility that you wished you had never received it? But the same fire that tormented him also strengthened him. It was the source of his courage, his unwavering determination in the face of persecution and ridicule. Jeremiah confronted kings, priests, and false prophets not because he was naturally brave, but because the fire within him was stronger than his fear. This inner fire transformed Jeremiah. From an insecure youth, he became a powerful voice of truth and justice. His message, though often rejected, echoed through the centuries, inspiring generations. Isn't it amazing how our greatest struggles can become our greatest sources of strength? Jeremiah's story teaches us about passion and purpose. It shows us that sometimes our greatest battles are internal, but it also reminds us that it's in these battles that we find our true strength. What inner fire do you carry? What truth or purpose burns within you, waiting to be expressed? Jeremiah's journey wasn't just one of internal conflicts, but also of severe external trials. Imagine being persecuted for telling the truth, being punished for fulfilling your duty. This was Jeremiah's reality. His unpopular message made him a target of hatred and violence. The powerful in Judah couldn't tolerate Jeremiah's words. Kings, priests, and false prophets conspired against him. "Come, let us make plots against Jeremiah," they said. "For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet." Have you ever felt like this? As if everyone was against you for standing up for what's right? Jeremiah faced public humiliations. Once he was put in the stocks, exposed to everyone's ridicule. Imagine the physical pain and the shame. But worse than the physical pain was the rejection from his own people, those he was trying to save. How would you react if those you most want to help were the first to attack you? Jeremiah's suffering reached its peak when he was thrown into a muddy cistern. Sinking in the mud without food, he faced death up close. It was like being buried alive, abandoned by everyone. In that dark moment, Jeremiah cried out to God, "I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit." Have you ever been in such a desperate situation that all you could do was cry out for help? But even in the depths of the cistern, Jeremiah wasn't alone. God sent help through a foreigner, Ebed-Melech, who rescued him. It's surprising how help can come from where we least expect it, isn't it? Sometimes, it's in our darkest moment that the light of hope shines brightest. Despite all this, Jeremiah remained faithful to his mission. He continued prophesying, even from prison. His words, written on a scroll by his scribe Baruch, reached the king and the people. Neither bars nor chains could silence God's message. Isn't it amazing how truth finds a way, even in the most adverse circumstances? Jeremiah's perseverance in the face of persecution teaches us about courage and faithfulness. It shows us that sometimes staying true to our mission comes at a high price, but it also reminds us that no suffering can silence the truth. What difficult situations do you face for standing up for what you believe? How can Jeremiah's story inspire you to persevere? Imagine being the only one to see an impending disaster, warning everyone, and still being ignored. This was Jeremiah's reality. His warnings echoed through the corridors of power in Judah, but fell on deaf ears. The nation was on a collision course with disaster, and no one seemed willing to change direction. The leaders of Judah, from kings to priests, repeatedly rejected Jeremiah's words. "Peace, peace," the false prophets proclaimed, when there was no peace. It's like watching someone blindly walking towards a cliff while everyone around applauds. Have you ever felt like this? As if you were shouting in a room full of people, but no one could hear you? Jeremiah warned about the coming exile, about the destruction of Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians. He even used visual objects, a wooden yoke, for example, to illustrate his message. But the people preferred to believe comfortable lies rather than the hard truth. How many times don't we do the same in our lives? Choosing to ignore warnings, hoping problems will simply disappear. And then, the unthinkable happened. Jerusalem fell. The temple, symbol of God's presence among the people, was destroyed. Many were taken into exile in Babylon. Jeremiah's words were fulfilled in a devastating way. Imagine the pain of seeing your worst predictions come true, knowing they could have been avoided. But even after the fall of Jerusalem, Jeremiah's mission didn't end. He continued to warn the people, now in Egypt, where many had fled. "Do not go to Egypt," he warned, but again he was ignored. It's amazing how, even after a catastrophe, people can continue making the same wrong choices, isn't it? Jeremiah's story shows us the tragic consequences of disobedience and rebellion against God. But it also reveals God's tireless mercy. Even amid destruction, Jeremiah prophesied about restoration and hope. "For I know the plans I have for you," declared the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The ignored warnings of Jeremiah teach us about the importance of listening to the truth, however difficult it may be. They remind us that our choices have consequences, but that even in the darkest circumstances, there is hope. What Jeremiah have you been ignoring in your life? What hard truths do you need to face to avoid more serious consequences in the key? Jeremiah's journey challenges us to look at our own lives. What uncomfortable truths have you been avoiding? What mission do you feel you should fulfill, but are afraid to embrace? Jeremiah's words echo through the centuries, reminding us that courage is not the absence of fear, but the determination to move forward despite it. Maybe you're not called to prophesy to a nation, but there's certainly a unique purpose for your life. What fire in the bones have you been ignoring? Jeremiah teaches us that sometimes, being faithful to our mission can cost us friends, comfort, even our security. But he also shows us that no price is too high when we're aligned with a greater purpose. Are you willing to pay that price? To stand up for the truth even when everyone around you chooses the comfortable lie? Jeremiah's story is not just a historical account, it's a call to action, an invitation to live lives of meaning and impact. What will you do with this knowledge? How can Jeremiah's tears inspire you to make a difference in your world? Don't let this story be just another piece of information. Allow it to transform your life. And if you want to continue exploring these profound truths, if you want to discover how to apply Jeremiah's lessons in your daily life, be sure to subscribe to our channel and turn on notifications. Together, we can learn to live with the courage and conviction of Jeremiah, facing the challenges of our time with unwavering faith. Remember, just like Jeremiah, you too can be a voice of truth and hope in a world that desperately needs both. What will be your next step? If Jeremiah's story impressed you, get ready to be even more amazed. In our next video, Jehoshaphat's astonishing victory, winning without a fight, the hidden truth, we'll discover how another leader faced seemingly impossible challenges. Just as Jeremiah trusted God in the midst of adversity, Jehoshaphat shows us the power of faith in action. How do you win a battle without raising a sword? What secrets can we learn from this fascinating story? Don't miss this next chapter in our journey through the incredible stories of the Bible. Jehoshaphat's victory might just be the key to your own battles.